Before Yom Tov, we started the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara is talking about the sugya of Kelayim. The Mishnah, of course, said Hashutfin Shiratu Lasus Machitza V'Chotzer Boninas Hakosel Behemtza. Shutfin that have a rotzon to make a machitza, then they can force each other to build a kosel. What does that mean? Shutfin Shiratu Lasus Machitza. There are two dais in the Gemara, two lashonas in the Gemara, that either machitza means guda, it means a wall, that they agree to make the wall. Without them agreeing to make the wall, they can't force each other. Why can't they force each other without agreeing to make the wall? Anyone? Why can't they force each other? Because the Lishna Kam is assuming what? The tunnel. Better. The Lishna Kam is assuming what? Hezek Rialav Shmei Hezek Yaakov. Exactly. Since Hezek Rialav Shmei Hezek, so there's no reason to force each other to build the wall. So it has to be Rotsu Lasos Mechitza. If they agree to build the wall, so then the Mishnah says they can force each other to build a wall of Gvil Vagozis, not just a cheap wall. That's the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Basra says that no, Rotsu Lasos Mechitza doesn't mean they agree to build a wall. It means we're talking about a Chotze Shein Badin Chaluk, as Netanel said. Chotze Shein Badin Chaluk, that's what you meant, right? The Lishna Basra. The Lishna Basra says that we're talking about a Chotze Shein Badin Chaluk, you don't have Dalet Amos for this one, Dalet Amos for that one. So they have to agree to make the Chaluka. Once they agree to make the Chaluka, then they can force each other to build a wall, because Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. So therefore, due to Hezek Ria, they can force each other to build a wall. These are the two Lashonas of the Gemara, we're going to get to it. Amir Hashem, now after Yom Tov, over next week and the following week, we're going to get to the sugya of the two Lashonas and discuss the sugya in great detail. There's so much there. But before we get there, we still have to finish the sugya of Kelayim. I mentioned in the Shiur before Yom Tov that even though it seems like this whole discussion of Kelayim is Shalobim Koma, but there is no Bavli on Kelayim. There's only Yerushalmi. So on this Gemara in Bava Basra, the Rishonim, the Ramban, and Tosfos, and you know all the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba, all the comments, the famous comments about Kelayim that you have in the Rishonim, many of them appear right here in the Gemara. So it's just a shame to miss this, because it's an opportunity. Kelayim is such a lumdish sugya, and it can affect our limud in many other sugyas. That's why I feel like it's kedai to spend a little bit of time in Kelayim. And we discussed a few of the sugyas in Kelayim. We're not going to rehash everything that we did about the concept of Dina de Garmi and whether Al HaNizik Lahachik Esatzmo, Al HaMazik Lahachik Esatzmo. We discussed that before Yom Tov. For today's shir, I'd like to actually talk about another part of a Tosfos that we discussed previously. But really, there are two parts to the Tosfos. It's, even though Tosfos put both points together, but they really shouldn't be, they don't have to be in the same Tosfos. In Tosfos de Ramaschal Omer, Tosfos first discussed why the Baal HaKerem is the one who has to be goder, who has to make the mechitza by the kerem, mechitza sakerem shenifritza. This is what the Gemara says. Savrua mai mechitza guda, the Lishna Kama is, what is Hashufin Shrotzulas and mechitza? Means they agreed to make a wall. How do you know mechitza means a guda? Like the Braisa says, Kedetanya, mechitza sakerem shenifritza omer lo gedor, choza venifritza omer lo gedor, nisyaya shemen avlo godra, arizah kiddush v'chayiv be'achriyusa. Says the Braisa that if the mechitza sakerem, the mechitza separating the kerem from the tvua, falls down, so then we have to rebuild the wall. If not, so then if Hosef Masayim, then the Tvua is going to become Asa, the Kerem is going to become Asa, that's Kelayim. This is a case of Zeru Ba. We're not actually planting the Kelayim now. It's already planted, but there wasn't an Isra of Kelayim because there was a separation. But if the separation breaks, and we don't rebuild the separation, so then there's going to be Kelayim, and there'll be an Issa. And Yechayev Bachrayas, if you don't rebuild the wall. Who's Chayev Bachrayas? From the impression you get from the Braise is that the Baal HaKerem is going to be Chayev. Mechitza Kerem Shenifritza Omer Lo Gedor. We tell him to be go there. The Baal HaKerem is the one who has to be go there, and we discussed why before Yom Tov. So says Tosfos, it's interesting. There's something remarkable about this Braise. What is that? That the Braise mentions two times Omer Lo Gedor. It says, Mechitza Kerem Shenivritza Omer Lo Gedor, Chozev Venivritza Omer Lo Gedor. Why does it have to mention two times? Of course, if it breaks, he has to be goder, and we can tell him, we will tell him to be goder, that mechitza. So why is it necessary to say two times? So says Tosfos, Va'omeri, this is in the third line of Tosfos de Ramaschal Omer and Beis Amud Aleph, Va'omeri, L'hachi Ketani Omer Lo Gedor, ולא קטני חייב לגדור, לפי שצורך להסרוס בו. ואם לא היסו בו לגדור, אינו חייב באחריוסו. So first of all, Tosus picks up on the fact that it doesn't say chayev ligdar, it says omer lo gedor. Just say chayev ligdar, and then the person will know by himself that he has to be goder. So first of all, Tosus says, you need a hasro. We have to warn him. We have to warn him to be goder. It's not enough that he has this, that there is this din that chayev ligdar, but omer lo gedor. We have to be master him. And why do we have to be master him? If he knows that he has to be goder, let him be goder. The answer is he's not going to be chayev ba'achrayis, unless we master him, that he has to be go there. He won't be chayev et tashlumin. He won't be chayev et tashlumin. Of course, we'll have to discuss why. Why not? But if he's chayev ligdar, and he's not going to be go there, he's not going to fix the fence. If we assume it's the Baal HaKerem who has to fix the fence, if he doesn't fix the fence, then he should be chayev. So what's the shiloh? We have to give him a sro in order for him to be chayev achrayis. What does that mean? But Tosus continues for just a moment. Says Tosus, the reason why he mentions twice Omer Lo Gedor is because it could be that the Baal HaKerem doesn't realize that he has to be goder the second time, so we have to give him Asura two times. And even Pam Shlishes, Venifritza Pam Shlishes, Mesaf Galeri, and Tzarech Lasuza Kol Shah, Shem Asagi Betray Zimni, Ven Tzarech Lasuz Boyosa. The Riyad of Suffolk, do you have to be master him a third time? Let's say it falls down again, do you have to be master him a third time? Why does he have a Suffolk? Well, because the Brisa doesn't say a third time. Yeah, but the Brisa says twice. Oh, so that's the Suffolk. Maybe the fact that the Brisa says more than once that shows you that you always have to be master him every time that the Mechitza falls. So maybe we could say, no, it only says two times, doesn't say three times. So you do have to give him Asura twice, but you wouldn't have to give him Asura a third time. That's the Suffolk of the Ri. What emerges from Tosfos, from the day of the Ri, is that there is a Chiyav on the Baal HaKerem to be Goder, but without the Hasra, without the person, or Bezdin. Remember we said that it's not clear whether Omer Lo Gedor is the individual or Omrim Lo Gedor. Rabbeinu Gershom says Omrim Lo Gedor, the Bezdin tells him to be Goder. But without someone telling him to be goder, without the hasra, there's no chiyav achrayis. That's what Tosfos says. And then he discusses the further issue of giving him hasra more than once. It seems from the lashon of Tosfos that without hasra, there's no chiyav achrayis. But what will there be without hasra? Is this, does something happen without hasra, or there's nothing without hasra? What am I alluding to? Right, there really are two issues over here that we're discussing. There's a chiyav tashlumin without making the mechitza, but there's also what? The chalos what?
An iser.
The chalos iser, exactly, Akiva Garner. Very good. The chalos iser kelayim. We keep on pedaling back and forth between these two concepts. Is there a chalos iser? Is there a chiyav tashlumin? What's mechayev the Baal HaKerem to be goder to begin with? Is it the iser to prevent the iser? Or to prevent the chiyav tashlum. But here, Tosfos says a very interesting thing. He says, Tzarech lahasros bo v'im lo hisr bo ligdor eino chayev ba'achriyusa. He says, you're not chayev ba'achriyus. He doesn't say, ein isa kelayim cha. So the impression you get from Tosfos is that the tvuah will be niskadesh. The tvuah becomes asur, becomes asura, even without asura. You need the asura to make the person be chayev ba'achriyus. But the Issa Kelayim is going to be Chal even without the Hasra. Why is that? Why is that that you're not Chayav Ba'achrayis if the Tvua becomes Asura? If the Tvua becomes, if we say the Baal HaKerem is responsible for the Gedin, and the Tvua becomes Asura even without Asura, so why shouldn't he be Chayav Ba'achrayis without Asura? If there's an Isser, so he caused the Hezek, the Isser was created, he should be Chayav Ba'achrayis for not being Goda. Obviously, if he has intention to be goder, then there's no question. That's the Tosfos on Beis HaMabez that we talked about. The Tosfos quotes the Mishnah in Kelayim, that someone who sees a Yerek in the Kerem, and he says, when I get there, I'm going to pluck out the Yerek, so then he's not Chayav Bachrayis, it doesn't become Kelayim. But, you know, if he sees it behind him, he says, you know, I'm busy doing whatever I'm doing. When I get around to it, I'll take out the Yerek. Oh, so he's Nisiyah Shemena, he's not really thinking about it now, so then he's Chayav Bachrayis, then the Kelayim is going to be Chal. But if this individual needs a hasra to be chayav ba'achrayis, because we assume that that he's not going to be goder. He's not shirking his responsibility unless he doesn't follow through with the hasra. So if it's enough to say he's not chayev achrayas, so why is kideh shatfua? Why is there an issa kelayim? How can Tosfos split between the two? Rabbi Yona explains that the reason why a person, the Baal HaKerem, is not going to be chayev ba'achrayis without a hasra is because what? Let's see the Rabbeinu Yonah inside. Rabbeinu Yonah in the Kovetz. This is Rabbeinu Yonah in Dibra Maschel Vaha. Rabbeinu Yonah says, V'ha d'ktoni omar lo gedor v'lo ktoni chayev ligdo l'fi shetzorech l'hasjos bo d'lo masik inshi adatayu li'is chayev al kach. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the Baal HaKerem is not going to think that he should be chayev. If without Asura, he doesn't think he's chayev betashlumin. V'ein l'chayev al kagon zeh medina degarmi b'lo Asura. Zok Rabbeinu Yonah, because people don't think that they're chayev for not being goder, because people don't think that they're chayev, the Baal HaKerem is not going to think that he's chayev for not being goder, so since we're talking about a dina degarmi, doesn't make sense to be mechayev him without Hasra. What's the Rabbeinu Yonah saying? He said there's a lot here, right? First of all, he says that the chiyuv here is midina degarmi. So we talked about this a little bit. Why is kelayim dina degarmi? But he says that. I'll get to it in a moment. The first thing Rabbeinu Yonah says is that the chiyuv of kelayim is based on dina degarmi. It's not an Adam HaMazik Mamish, it's just Dina Degarmi, some lower level. And since it's Dina Degarmi, and the person doesn't think that he's going to be Chayev Ba'achrayis for not being Goda, so without Hasra, it doesn't make sense that he should be Chayev Ba'achrayis. What's the Rabbeinu Yonah saying? So first of all, why is Kilayim Dina Degarmi? Well, what does that mean, that it's Dina Degarmi? So that's the rush that I asked you to see. We kept on alluding to this. I think we mentioned a few of these concepts. Certainly, in private conversation with some of the Talmidim, we spoke about this before Yom Tov. But let's look at the Rosh together. The Rosh is a very important Hagdara of what is the difference between Grama and Garmi, different types of causative Hezek. Remember, we put this on the board. We were talking about Grama and Garmi and Mazik Biadayim. What's the difference between the two, and why is Mechid Zakem Shenivritz, and why is the case of Kelayim a situation of Dina de Garmi? The Rosh in the second parak. We've seen this Gemara, remember, when we talked about Grama ben Izakin and Potter Avalosar. So, the Gemara says Grama ben Izakin is Potter Avalosar. If you're Mazik through Grama, through indirect causation, you're going to be Potter. You're Chayev Bedine Shamayim, obviously, it's Osir to do, but you're Potter Bedine Adam, you're not Chayev to pay. So, says the Rosh in Simon Yud Zayin, if you have the Rosh, maybe look on with me. In Simon Yud Zayin here in Bava Basra, in the second parak, the Rosh says, "Amiu Kaim Alon, the Dina the Gami Chayev Kereb Meir." We paskin like Rabbi Meir. That's the Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Kuf that we discussed. That Rabbi Meir is Dotin Dina the Gami, right? He judges Dina the Gami. Dina the Gami is just another way of saying Grama. So why do you say Dina the Gami and not Grama? Because Grama is indirect causation, and Gami is direct causation. Right, direct causation, Rabbi Meir says, Yechayev, the Chacham say you're potter even for that. The Chacham say you're potter for all causative hesek. Rabbi Meir says, no, there's a chiluk. There's a difference between causative, direct causation, and indirect causation. So Garmi is direct causation. Rabbi Meir will say that Yechayev for that, and Zok Darash, we paskin that way. So how do you know we paskin like Rabbi Meir? What does Rabbi Meir say? So says the Rosh, the Mechayev m'sakach gafno agabi tfuas chaveru. Let's say someone takes his geffen and puts it on the tool of his friend. Right? He puts it on the tool of his friend. That, the Rosh says, is Dina de Garmi. Why is it Dina de Garmi? It's not Mazik Biadayim. What exactly is he doing? He's just Mesakech the geffen. He's not planting it per se. Right? The geffen is planted. The tool is planted. He's Makariv them. So he's ruining the separation. And then if it's Mosif Masayim, then it's going to be Aser. So it's not Mazik Biadayim, but you're causing a Hezek. Because if it's Mosif Biadayim, then you'll cause the Hezek. So that's Dina Degami. That's causative, direct causation. Ubenivritza Omelo Gedor also. That's also Garmi. It's not Mazik Biadayim. It's Zaruoba. You're not actually doing a Maisa of planting together. But if it's Mosif Masayim, then it'll be Aser. And you're not fixing the together, the fence, so therefore you're going to be chayiv midina degami. And the Rush quotes other cases too. Donis adin vezikya sachayiv. Let's say a dayan misjudges a case. That's dina degami. If he should have known better, and he's ta bidvar mishnah. Let's say he makes the toast that he should have known. Afilu lo nasa v'nasan biyad. He didn't actually take the money from one and give it to the other. He didn't do a ma'is to be a dayan. He's chayiv midina degami. And mara dinar l'shulchani, we talked about this. Let's say you show a coin to the money changer and he tells you it's a good coin and you use the coin, or you accept the coin from someone and then it turns out it's counterfeit, so you lost money because of him. But he didn't really lose, it's just you, right? He didn't do hezek b'yadayim, it's just he was mazik you, that you lost some money because you weren't paid properly. So that's also dinar degami. And sarif shtaros v'shacharel, burning the shtaris, what hezek did you do? The shtar is only worth, you know, a dollar. But the raya, the proof of the shtar, is worth $1,000. If Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, if you burn the shtar, then you won't be able to collect the money. So these are cases of dina degami. Says the Rush, we paskin that dina degami is chayiv. So zok the Rush, v'tzarech liten chilek ben kol hain de mechayven u ben dover anikra grama ben ezok in the potter. You have to give some kind of a chilek, some kind of a lumdisha distinction. What's the difference? Why do we find that sometimes you're chayef for causative hezek and sometimes you're part of a causative hezek? And it says the Rush like this, skipping down. V'yesh l'chalek heicha dehu ba'atzma osa ha'hezek l'mama chavero u'bori hezeka mikri dina degami v'chayef. So the first chilek the Rush gives is what? Bori hezeka. Let's say the hezek is a sure thing. It's indirect. You're not mazik b'yadayim. You're not doing a hezek with yen. You're not breaking the guy's window. But you're indirectly, you're causing hezek to him directly. You're causing hezek to him directly. What does that mean, directly? What makes it direct causation as opposed to indirect causation? So the Rush says the first definition to distinguish between direct causation and indirect causation is whether it's bari hezekah. Is it definite that the hezek is going to be caused? And then he explains, Soref shtar, o mochel hu ba'atzmo, mazik l'mamon chavero. Let's say someone burns a person's shtar. Or let's say, Reuven owes Shimon $100. Right? And he sells the rights of to collect that chov to someone else. Right? Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon sells to Levi the rights to collect the chov. And then Shimon is mochel the chov to Reuven. What kind of a racket is this? Right? Shimon gets the money from Levi, but now Levi can't collect from Reuven because Shimon has been mochel Reuven from paying the chov. So that's bari hezeka. It's a hezek miyad because he's not going to be able to collect. V'chein mara dinu l'shulchani ki b'mashiyom alo shu tov hu poter es hanostalo. Mara dinu l'shulchani v'nim tzara, if it turns out that the bill is counterfeit, that the coin is counterfeit, so then he's getting a hezek immediately because he's going to accept that money from the other individual and that's it, he's going to lose out. Says the Rush, that's the first distinction between Garmi and Grama. What is direct causation that we pask in Yechayev, Rabbi Meir, Shita Yechayev, Medina de Garmi? Bari Hezek. If it's a sure thing that the hezek is going to occur. The Oyesh L'chalek, skipping a little bit. Oyesh l'chalek, says the Rush, to kolecha de ahezek nasa miyad b'shas ma'isa nikra dina degami. Kmo sarif shtar u mochel v'chemar dina l'shulchani. Ki miyad u poter oso shenos no lo. Says the Rush, what's the second chilek? What is direct causation if it happens miyad? Miyad, the effect is immediate. Two distinctions between Grama and Garmi. Grama ben Azakin is pater avalasar, you're not chayev b'dine adam to pay, you're not chayev b'tashlume b'dine adam, only b'dine shemayim, but it's also to do. Dina de Garmi, we paskin like Shitas Rabbi Meir, that you're even chayev b'tashlume for that, b'dine adam. What's the difference? One is direct causation, one is indirect causation. What defines Dina de Garmi as direct causation? Says the Rush, either if it's bari hezekah, if it's a sure thing that the hezekah is going to occur, or if it's miyad, if the effect of my action is felt immediately, I might not be doing a hezek b'yadayim, I'm not doing hezek with my hands, but the effect of the hezek is felt immediately, so therefore, that's called direct causation, and you're going to be chayim. And that's our case. The Rush quotes, Mechitza Kem Shenivritza is a case of Dina de Garmi, And that's why you're going to be chai, because we paskin like Shitas Rabbi Meir, the Tina de Gami is going to be chai. Comes the Rabbeinu Yonah and says, why are you not going to be chai of Ba'achrayas without Hasra? Why is Mechitza Kerem Shenifritzov, we're not master, we don't warn the Bala Kerem, he's not going to be chai of Ba'achrayas? The Lo Masik Inshi Adatayu Lis Chai of Al-Kach, because he doesn't think that he's going to be chai. He doesn't think that he's going to be chai. So we have to be master of him so that he knows that he's going to be chai. What does that mean? What's the Rabbeinu Yonah saying? The Chor, what he's saying is that since the Chiyuv over here is only Midina de Garmi, as he himself points out, if he doesn't think that he's going to be Chayiv, then he's going to be Potetaka. Why? What's he really saying? Chor, Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that Dina de Garmi b'shogeg is Potet. We had before Yom Tov that there's a din that Adam Muad La'olam, a person is constantly warned. Person always has to be careful that he shouldn't do hezek to someone else. Adam hamazik is always chay. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'meizid. Bein ba'ones, bein b'rotzen. Bein b'kavona, bein shalom b'kavona. Whether he had intention or didn't have intention or he's coerced, it doesn't matter. Adam hamazik is always going to be chay. Adam muad la'olam. That's the rule. But comes the Rabbeinu Yonah and says, but that's true about Adam hamazik b'yadayim. If he's doing a hezek b'yadayim, a maisa hezek b'yadayim, then taka he's chayiv, bein ba'ones, bein b'rotzon, bein b'mezid, bein b'shogeg, whether he had intention or didn't have intention. But garmi? Garmi is not mazik b'yadayim. Garmi is less of a mazik. It's only causative hezek. It's not mazik b'yadayim. If it's not mazik b'yadayim, so then garmi b'shogeg is going to be potter. That's what we need hasra. Hasra always, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, what's hasra? Lo nidna asra elo kedei lahavchin ben shogeg lemezid. The goal of asra is to distinguish between who is b'shogeg and who is b'mezid. Who is doing something intentionally and who is doing something unintentionally. Shogeg, someone who is unintentional in his hezek, he's going to be chayiv if he's mazik b'yadayim. But if he's only mazik b'garmi, so then if he's not doing hezek intentionally, then he's going to be poter. Why is that the case? That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. That garmi b'shogeg is potter. And that's the purpose of the hasra, to ensure that he's amazed, and that's why he's going to be chayiv. Why should garmi b'shogeg be potter? Rabbi Meir says, dina de garmi is chayiv l'chora. Isn't Rabbi Meir saying that garmi is an extension of Adam HaMazik? That the concept of Adam HaMazik applies not only if he's mazik b'yadayim, but even if he's causing the hezek to occur. So if mazik b'yadayim is chayev even b'shogeg, so why shouldn't garmi be chayev b'shogeg? What's the answer? L'chora, one of the answers is that we have to understand why is garmi chayev? What's the chayev garmi? What's the source of that chayev? What's the pasuk? Does anyone know why, what the pasuk is that's mechayev dina de garmi? Does anyone know what the pasuk is? Does anyone know? It's a trick question. Does anyone know? What's the answer, Moody?
There is no pasuk.
There is no pasuk, exactly. See, you got to be in the shir a couple of years to know my tricks. There is no pasuk. So just one second. If there is no pasuk, what's the mukkah? Why is garmi chayiv? What does the Ramban say? One word.
It's knas.
Knas, who said that? Ephraim, good. Ephraim Klein, excellent. The Ramban says it's a knas. When does the Ramban say this? In his chidushim over here, Bava Basra? No. Ramban says this in his Kuntris Dina de Garmi. Ramban. In the Kovetz in Bava Kamma, those who've learned Bava Kamma know this, but in the Kovetz in Bava Kamma, they reprinted the Kuntris Dina de Garmi of the Ramban. Because so much of the Dina de Garmi appears in Bava Kamma, so that's where they put it. So it's a very good place to find the Kuntris. I photocopied from that Kovetz. It's a beautiful, beautiful kuntris. It's kedai. The limud of the dina de garmi of the Ramban is kedai. I still remember once they learned Bava Basra in yeshiva. This must be going back a long time. What, 25, 30 years? I don't know. Rabbi Parnas was still a Rosh Yeshiva then. And it was a very early year. Maybe even earlier than this year. Yamim Tovim fell out very early. So the college didn't want to have any college before Sukkot. I think there were two times maybe in the history of the yeshiva that we started the college only after Sukkot. It's interesting, like the college only started October or late September or something. So this was one of those years. So the Bachrim came to yeshiva. This was not like those times when, you know, a Bachrim in Eretz Yisrael would stay with his yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. They came to yeshiva anyway. So we had an Elul Zman, and the guys were learning in yeshiva. So I'll never forget, Rabbi Parnas decided to do the Kuntres Dina de Garmi in Chodesh Elul, because he said so much in the beginning of the Masechta, talking about Kelayim, it talks about Garmi and Grama. So he discussed Grama and Garmi for those few weeks, a week and a half or something, that they had shir before Sukkot. That's what he did. It's a beautiful limud, the kuntres of Dina Garmi. The problem is, you got to have all the background, you got to learn all the Gemaras first. If not, you know, you're not going to understand a word of what he says. That's a beautiful, beautiful limud. So what does the Ramban say? Let's all turn. I have this photocopy in the packet, in packet 6. If you have the packet, look on with me, please. This is actually on the last page of the Ramban. The last page in the packet. Ramban says, "Mishum achkusha ikam adamar dehada doin Rabbi Meir dina degami mishum knasa hu the doin v'lav dina deoraisu." It's not a deoraisa. Mishum achkusha. We're not going to get to the kusha that he. It's a complicated question, but there's another reason that we're going to get to. V'ainu the kasaka that the chosim aperk anizok and lememar the midmechayev Rabbi Meir metame umidameya bishogeg shma mina the sover hezek shen enikus shmei hezek. What's he saying? The Mishnah in Gittin, we're going to get to this. Mishnah says, "Mitame midameya umenasech." Someone who's mitame the taros of his friend. Or let's say he's midameya. Midameya means that he mixes chulin with truma. So he takes his friend's, he takes truma and puts it in his friend's chulin. And now this friend who's not a kohen is not going to be able to eat the chulin. So he's causing some kind of a hezek. Menasech, let's say he's menasech, the yayin of his friend. So he's causing some kind of a hezek to the friend. So there's a discussion in Gemara Gittin whether hezek sheino nikar, an unrecognizable hezek, is that really called a hezek or not? We're going to talk about that because kelayim also could be a hezek sheino nikar, because you don't really see the hezek over here. There's some kind of halachic hezek occurring, but the question is it a hezek? Is it not a hezek? For those who read a little bit ahead, there's a Tosfos on Beis Amidbar that talks about this, a world famous Tosfos. Rabbi Chana Wasserman has a big vart about it. We'll get to it. It's Hashem. There's a lot there. A lot of water under the bridge. But the Gemara wants to say that Rabbi Meir, who's Mechayev, Metameh, and Medameh, Bishogeg, he must hold that Hezek Sheno Nikar Shmei Hezek. Must be Hezek Sheno Nikar Shmei Hezek. Metameh and Medameh are like a Hezek Sheno Nikar. And even though it's Bishogeg, you're going to be Chayev because Mazik Biadayim is always Chayev, even Bishogeg. So even though it's a Hezek Sheno Nikar, but because it's Mazik Biadayim, you are going to be Chayev. Deimi shum goreim, says the Ramban, because if it's not, if Hezek Shen Anikar is not Shmei Hezek, and the only reason why he's going to be Chayev is because of Dina de Garmi, then why is he Chayev Bishogeg? Why would Garmi Bishogeg be Chayev? Deimi shum goreim potter. Ela shma mina mazik uvachayev. Must be, he's a real mazik biadayim. The only chiddush is that he's a mazik biadayim to Hezek Shen Anikar, so the chiddush is that Hezek Shen Anikar Shmei Hezek. But if Hezek Shen Anikar would not be Shmei Hezek, if this unrecognizable type of Hezek, metame, medameh, what are you doing? Is it some halachic thing that you're doing? Halachic Hezek? If that would not be a Hezek, then how can we be mechayev him? How could Rabbi Meir be mechayev him? It's doch goreim. And even if we'll say it's Garmi, it's a direct causation, but it's only Bishogeg, so how can it be Chayev? Dr. Ramban, what do you see from this? What are you saying? You see that Garmi must only be Chayev midin Knas. If it's Chayev min HaTorah, why should it be Chayev Bishogeg? Adam HaMazik is always Chayev even Bishogeg. It must be Garmi is only a Knas, it's only a Drabonon. If it's only a Drabonon, then we understand that Lo kansu shogeg otu meizid. Chazal were not kones shogeg of dina de garmi otu meizid. So that's why the Gemara says the fact that Rabbi Meir is mechayev metami medameh b'shogeg, therefore hezek shenu nikar must be shmei hezek. What's the raya? Maybe he's mechayev because he holds that dina de garmi is chayev. No, the answer is, since it's only b'shogeg and garmi is only a knas, Rabbi Meir would not be mechayev if it's only garmi, because garmi b'shogeg is potter. So it must be that Hezek Shen Anikar is Shmei Hezek. The Ramban continues that there's another raya from the Yerushalmi as well. But skipping down to the end of the next Dibra Maschil, the Ramban, Umishem Hachi Tnan B'Masnis and Nifritz Omrim Lo Gedar. Notice the Lashon of the Ramban, Omrim Lo Gedar, like the Rabbi Nogershim, Omrim, not Omer. Bezdin tells him Gedar, Nifritz Omrim Lo Gedar, Klomar. Sh'ilu lo hisrinabo, dil mashogeg hu umifter. Zok the Ramban, like the Rabbeinu Yonah, why do we need Asra over here for the Bala Karim? Because without Asra, maybe he's a Shogeg and he'll be Potter. And why should he be Potter? Because it's only Garmi B'Shogeg, like the Ramban said in the previous paragraph. It's only Garmi B'Shogeg, and Garmi B'Shogeg is Potter. Why, Zok the Ramban? Because Garmi is only Chayev Midin Knas Midrabanon. And if it's only Midin Knas Midrabanon, Lokonsu Shogeg Otumezin, if he's only B'Shogeg, it's going to be Potter. Hey, this is the Ramban, Rabbeinu Yonah. This is how they seem to be learning the Bali Tosfos, right? This sheet of Tosfos that Omer Lagador, the Hasra that we have to give to the Bala Kerem is to ensure that he's Chayev Bachrayas, that he'll have to pay. The Kelayim, the Issa Kelayim might be Chal anyway, but he's not going to have to pay without Hasra, because the case of Kelayim over here is only Garmi, because he's not actually planting the Kelayim. He's only derelict in his responsibility to rebuild the Mechitza, and that's a Garmi. Garmi B'Shogeg is Potter, Rabbeinu Yonah says. Why is it Potter? Zok the Ramban, because Garmi is only a Din D'Rabbanan to begin with. It's only Chayav B'Din Knas, and Lokonsu Shogeg to Meizeh, Chazal and Akonis Shogeg, so therefore Garmi B'Shogeg is going to be Potter. So that's what we need Asura, Lahavchim Ben Shogeg L'Meizeh, to determine that the Bala Kerem is a Meizeh, and therefore he'll be Chayav Medina the Garmi. Questions? Okay, this is the sheet of the Bali Tosfos. The Ramban, here in Bava Basra, quotes something different from Rabbi Seinu HaTzarfat. Tosfos also, you know, are the Chachmei Ashkenaz, but the Ramban quotes something different from his Rabbi Seinu HaTzarfat. Let's see the Ramban inside. If you have a Kovetz, please look on with me. And here the plot is going to thicken. The Ramban, here on page Beis in the Chidush Ramban, in the Maschil Omer Lo Gedor, Pirshu Rabbi Seinu HaTzarfatim Zal, Sha'omim Lo Gedor, Vimlo Omer Lo Gedor, Lo Kiddush, Afal Bish Lo Hoya Bedaito Lo Godra. So the Ramban, B'Shem the Rabbi Seinu HaTzarfatim, that Omer Lo Gedor, they have to give him Asra, because if he doesn't say to the other individual, one doesn't say to the chaver, if the balatfua doesn't say to the balakarem, gedor, lo kidesh, avo bish lo hoya bedaito lo godra. The kelayim is not going to be kidesh, it won't be asr, even though he had no intention to be godra. You need the hasra, because without the hasra, even though he has no intention to be godra, lo kidesh, the kelayim is not going to be chal. V'chein pirshu nisya'i shemena v'lo godra, shim omru lo ligdor v'lo shoma lohem, v'nisya'i shemena hareze kiddush. Aval lo nisya'i shemena, aval hoya daito lo godra v'lo hispik ad shehosev masayim, lo kiddush. What does Ramban say? He quotes Rabbi Seinu HaTzarfatim, he quotes the Chachmei Ashkenaz. The Ramban was one of the Chachmei Sfarad, but he quotes Rabbi Seinu HaTzarfatim, which really seems to be like Tosus, but it's a different version. A different version of the Rabbi Seinu HaTzarfatim, that without Hasra, what happens? Not just is he not going to be Chayev Ba'achrai, he's not Chayev B'tashlumin. There's no Chalos Isser either. Lo Kiddush. That's different than how Tosfos is writing. The Ramban quotes Rabbi Seinu HaTzarfatim that without Hasra, there's no Chalos Isser Kelayim. Afal Pish Lo Hoya B'dayto Lo Godra, says the Ramban, even though he has no intention to be Godra, but if there's no Hasra, there's no Kiddush, there's no Issa Kelayim Chal. Wow, that's quite a Kiddush. Why is there no Issa Kelayim? But he has no intention to be Godis. So like, why should there be no Issa Kelayim? So the Ramban explains. He tells you why there's no Issa Kelayim. He says, Avalonis Yaya Shemena Avalhoya Daito Legodja Velo Hispika Chahosev Matzayim Lo Kiddush. What do you need to have a chiv of kelayim? Two words. Rotze b'kiyuma. He wants to be mekayim the kelayim. He wants to be mekayim the kelayim. That's the only way that you're going to be awesome. How does he know that? The Mishnah. We had the Mishnah. Tosfos quoted on Beis Amid Beis. The Damim said, as kelayim aroi yeri pekerem v'amelech shagia lo alaktenu mutem. If he says, when I get there, he's coming. when I get there, I'll take it away, then he shows that he's Eina Rotze B'Kiyumo, then Kelayim is not going to be Chal. But if he says, okay, you know, he looks back, he says, there's some Kelayim, he just passed it. He says, yeah, when I get a chance to get back, I'll take it out. He's not serious about that. And it sounds like it's the same thing, when I get there, I'll take it out. No, but if it's behind him, then he should just turn around and take it away. But he's not so serious about it. He's Rotze B'Kiyumo. So because he's Rotze B'Kiyumo, then it's going to be Aser. Halamadadar says the Ramban, Shein Zerua Me'ela V'Ubon Nesa B'Doseves Ela B'Rotze B'Kiyumo O B'Mesyayish. The only time that you'll have a Chiyuv, that you'll have an Isser, Kilayim B'Chal, says the Ramban, is if Rotze B'Kiyumo. Is if Rotze B'Kiyumo. Concludes the Ramban with a critical statement. That's the key line of the Ramban. The Ramban says that he has no intention to, the Baal HaKeyem has no intention to be Goder. No intention to be Goder. But nevertheless, right? He has no intention to be Goder. But nevertheless, there's no Kiddush. Without Asra, the Issa Kelayim won't be Chal. Why? Because he's not Rotze B'Kiyuma. He doesn't want the Kelayim. Oh, but if he doesn't want the Kelayim, so why is he not go there? I'll tell you why he doesn't want to be go there. What's the reason that he doesn't want to set up the fence? What's the reason? Help me now. What's the reason? Why does he not want to make the fence?
It's the other guy's.
He says it's the other guy's responsibility too. Why? What, I'm gonna do it? You know, there's a phrase in the Gemara, Kedera de Beishutfi lo chamimi velo kariri. When you have a kedera, you have a pot. Let's say you have a cholent pot. You know, you're making Friday night cholent. So if more than one person is responsible to make that cholent, it's not going to happen. Lo chamimi velo kariri. It's not going to be hot, it's not going to be cold. It's not, what you want is not going to happen. Because everyone assumes that everyone else is going to take care of it. You've got to have one, different people can help. But one guy has to be achroy on that cholent. If one guy's responsible, if you have a couple of shear assistants, then it'll get done. You know, if one person is responsible, so then it's going to get done. But, you know, if anyone can do it, so then no one's going to do it. The Baal HaKeyem says, this is not my responsibility. It takes two to tango. We need Tvor, we need Karim. Why should I do it? It's his. He doesn't realize that he has to do it. That it's his responsibility to be Goda. He missed the shearim before Yom Tov. See, he didn't realize it's on the Baal HaKeyem to be Goda. He thinks to Baal HaKeyem, yeah, I'm responsible, he's responsible, let's do it together, I don't have to do it myself. Oh, that's what the Hasra is for. The Hasra is to tell nobody, it's your responsibility. But until we're Masra him, even though he doesn't want to be go there, there is no Issa Kelayim Chal, because he's not Rotze B'Kiyumo, he doesn't want the Kelayim to be Chal, it'll Asr his Kerem. Mistoma, he doesn't want the Kelayim to be Chal, but he just thinks, we'll get around to it. We have to figure it out. I'm busy now. I have to finish my paper. I have to do whatever I have to do. I'll get around to it. I have to talk to the other guy. I'm not going to be go there because it's really his responsibility too. So we're Masri and we say, no, it's not his responsibility. It's your responsibility. And if you're not going to do it, then it's going to be on your head and you're going to be Chal. The Ramban is saying the reason why there's no Issa Kelayim Chal is because it's not Rotze B'Kiyumo. Even though he's not being go there, he's not being go there because he thinks that it's the other guy's responsibility too. Shal Shneim, Kosova Shal Shneim Ligdar. The fact that he's not being go there doesn't mean he's Rotze B'Kiyumo. He doesn't want the Kiyum of the Kelayim, but he's not being go there for a side reason. So if he's not being go there just for a side reason, then the Issa Kelayim still is not going to be Chal. Okay, this is the Ramban's Yisod. That the Ramban says over here, B'Shem L'Chachmei Tzafatim, that the purpose of the Hasra is not to ensure that the person will be Chai B'Tashlumin, but rather to ensure that the Issa Kelayim is going to be Chal in the first place. Tosfos says the Issa Kelayim is going to be Chal anyway. It doesn't matter. The Issa Kelayim is going to be Chal. The purpose of the Hasra is so that he'll be Chai B'Tashlumin, because without Hasra, Gami B'Shogeg is Potter, because Gami is only a Knas. Dr. Ramban, no. The purpose of the Asra is for the Isser to be Chal. Without the Asra, you won't even have an Isser. Not only will you not have a Chiyuv Tashlumin, you won't have an Isser either. Because he's not Rotze B'Kiyumo. He's not rotzeh b'kiyumo, so of course he doesn't want that. The purpose of the hasra is so that if he realizes that it's his responsibility to be go there, and he's not go there, if he's amazed, so then, if he's not go there, we can say that he's rotzeh b'kiyumo, and then the issur is going to be chal. But without the hasra, the issur is not going to be chal, because really he's any rotzeh b'kiyumo, even if he's not being go there. Because the fact that he's not being go there is just because he thinks that the friend is responsible. What does Tosfos hold? Tosfos seems to hold that even if the Baal HaKerem thinks that he's not responsible to be goder by himself, nevertheless, the Isser is going to be chal. The Isser is not a function of whether the Baal HaKerem thinks it's his responsibility or doesn't think of it's his responsibility. The Baal HaKerem's understanding that it's his responsibility only determines the Chiyuv Tashlum and not the Isser. Tosfos says the Isser is going to happen anyway. Even if he thinks that it's not his responsibility. The Isser happens anyway, it's just he's not Chayev Bachrayis, he's not Chayev B'Tashlum, because Gami B'Shogig is Pater. So there's a major machlokas, Tosis and the Ramban over here. Let's say the Baal HaKerem has no intention to be Goder right now. There's no Asteros, he has no intention to be Goder. Will the Isser Kalayim B'Chal? Tosis says yes, he's just not going to be Chayev B'Tashlum, and the Ramban says absolutely not. Ramban b'shem v'chachme the Rabbeinu Atzafatim, he says that without Hasra, no Issa can be Chal at all. And the question, of course, is what is the Machlokas Tosfos and the Ramban? Tosfos and the Chachme Atzafatim that the Ramban quotes. Why should I say that the Issa Kalayim is going to be Chal even without Hasra? Why should I say the Issa Kalayim is only going to be Chal with Hasra? So the Chasam Sofer explains pretty simply. Chasam Sofer says, you know what the Pshat and Tosfos is? Maybe Tosfos says that the fact that the Baal HaKerem didn't tell the Baal HaTfura to be goder, even if he thinks that it's there, it's a double responsibility. But the fact that he didn't tell the Baal HaTfura to be goder, that in itself demonstrates that he's rotzeh b'kiyumo. Meaning, the real machlokas, according to the Chasam Sofer, the real machlokas, the Tosfos and the Ramban, is should we say that the fact that the Baal HaKerem didn't open up his mouth and tell the Baal HaTfura, listen, this is our joint responsibility. Please come and help me. The fact that he didn't say that, is that a simen ladovar that he's rotzeh b'kiyumo? Or do we say, no, afal pikein, he's ain't rotzeh b'kiyumo. It's just, he's being lazy in rebuilding the wall because he thinks it's a joint responsibility. Should we say that the fact that he didn't tell his friend to rebuild the wall with him, he didn't speak to the Baal HaTfura, that itself makes it like it's rotzeh b'kiyumo? That's how Tosfos is learning, and that's why Tosfos says avada. Even without Asra, if you didn't tell, if the Baal HaKerem didn't tell the Baal HaTfura to help him rebuild the wall, that's rotzeh b'kiyumo. You're showing that it's rotzeh b'kiyumo, that you want the kiyum ha-kalayim, you want the kalayim to be there. The Ramban says from the Chachmei Atzafatim that there's no simen ladavar that you're rotzeh b'kiyumo. He doesn't want it. Who says that he's rotzeh b'kiyumo? There's no issur kilayim that's going to be chal. Only if we give him asra and we tell him to be go there and he doesn't want to be go there, that's rotzeh b'kiyumo. Then the issur kilayim is going to be chal, but without that, the issur kilayim is not going to be chal. So according to the Chasam Sofer, the Machlokas Tosfos in the Ramban, is whether we look at it, the fact that the Baal HaKerem didn't tell the Baal HaTfura to help him rebuild the wall, is that tantamount to rotzeh b'kiyumo? And therefore the Issur Kalayim is going to be chal even without Hasra? Or should we say it's not tantamount to rotzeh b'kiyumo, and the Issur Kalayim is not going to be chal? Aye, but he's not being go there? No, because he thinks it's a double responsibility, a joint responsibility. But that's not tantamount to a rotzeh b'kiyumo. It's not tantamount to a rotzeh b'kiyumo, so then the Issur Kalayim is not going to be chal without Asra. Okay, this is the way that the Chasam Sofer understood the Machlokas Tosfos and the Ramban. Question. Why, according to Tosfos, if he's rotzeh b'kiyumo, would he not be chayev the mamonis? Because it's still b'shogeg, Yehuda. Yehuda Frankel. It's a good kasha. Why is he not going to be chayev the mamonis? So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says, because since he doesn't understand that he's going to be held responsible, so it's only a shogeg, and garmi b'shogeg is potter mitashlumen. Again, Grama ben Izakin Yehuda. Grama ben Izakin is also Pater Avalosir. We find a distinction between Isser and Mamon by Grama. Grama ben Izakin is Pater Avalosir. It's Osir to do, but yet you're not Chayv B'Tashlumin. So this is the same thing. Maybe we assume that he's Rotsa B'Kiyumo, the fact that he didn't tell the Balatfua to help him rebuild the wall, but at the same time, he's not going to be Chayv B'Tashlumin because he's still a Shogeg. So you can have a split, that there can be an Isser, but yet it's not going to lead to a Chayv B'Tashlumin. Okay. This is one way to understand the Machlokas Tosis in the Rambam. I'd like to share with you a different approach, which I think is a Mafteach to the whole Sugya. Question, Daniel Greenblatt.
If the Baal HaKarma is already wrote to the Kiyumo, what is the phrase Nisiyah Hashem? Why does that matter anymore? I thought the whole purpose of Nisiyah was to show that now he's wrote to the Kiyumo.
I would think Nisiyah Hashem is coming to say that now he's not planning on being Goder, meaning after the Hasra, he's not going to put up the Geder. Right? Nisiyah Hashem v'lo Godra, even after the Hasra, he didn't put up the Geder. So now he's chayev ba'achrayis. Now he's going to have to pay. Notice the lashon of the Braisa is hareza kidesh v'chayev ba'achriyuso. It's two things. So the question is that hareza kidesh only after the hasra, or is the kidesh even before, but the chayev ba'achriyuso is going to be after the hasra? That's the shaila that we're grappling with over here. What changes after the hasra? Is there now a chayev Mamon, a chiyav tashlumin, or will there be a chalos iser? Nisiyah shemena could just lead to the chiyav mamon. It doesn't necessarily have to be the chalos iser. It could be that he's rotsa b'kiyumo even without that. But if we're master him and he still doesn't put up the fence, so then he's going to be chayav achrayis. He's going to have to pay. He's going to have to pay. What's another way to look at the machlokas Tosfos in the Rambam? It could be that even Tosfos holds that this individual, this Baal HaKarem, without Hasra, you can't define him as Rotsa B'Kiyumo. Tosfos was not saying that the fact that he didn't go over to the Baal HaTfua and ask him to help him rebuild the wall, that's tantamount to Rotsa B'Kiyumo. That's the Chasam Sofer's Chiddush, his understanding of Tosfos. But maybe that's not correct. Maybe everyone holds that he's not Rotsa B'Kiyumo. Come on. Why would he be Rotsa B'Kiyumo? The fact that he's lazy and he doesn't go over to the Baal HaTfua and ask him to help him rebuild the wall, that automatically is tantamount to Rotsa B'Kiyumo? Who says? Maybe that isn't Rotsa B'Kiyumo. Aye, but if it's not Rotsa B'Kiyumo, so then why is there an automatic Chalos Isser according to Tosfos? Tosfos says the Hasra is only for the Chiyav Tashlumin, but there's automatically the Isser. Right? There's automatically an Isser if he waited and he wasn't go there. It's just he's not going to be chayev ba'achrayis. He's not going to be chayev b'tashlumin unless there's a hasra. Why? Why is there a chalos isra according to Tosfos if he's not rotsa b'kiyuma? The answer might be that what Tosfos and the Ramban are really arguing about is what is the role of rotson in kilayim. We keep on talking about this idea that kilayim is not going to be chal unless the person is rotsa. We need a rotson. Nichus, it has to be nichale. Remember, we Tosfos on Beis Amid Beis quoted a pasuk. He says, "Why do you need nichale? Hatam yesh lefarish mishum nechsev lo sizra kamecha kalayim dumya dizria de nichale." Why is it nisyay shemen of lo gadra that he gives up hope? He's not thinking about it anymore. We care about the thoughts of the individual. Why? Because dumya dizria de nichale. Lo sizra kamecha kalayim, even zeru ba has to be dumya dizria denichale, that you has to want it. It's not just the action. It's not just the action, but you need a nichale, that the bailim want the kalayim to grow. Why do you need nichusa? Why do you need this nichale? Why do you need ratzon habailim? What's the goal? What's the purpose? What's the role of ratzon in kalayim? So there are two ways of looking at it. One way to look at it is to say that what is the oser of the kalayim? What really creates the Isser Kilayim? Maybe the real Isser of Kilayim is created through two elements. The Taroves and the Ratzon. Maybe Kilayim needs two elements. For the Chalos Isser, you need Taroves, the combination like we spoke at great length, the Tvua with the Karim, there has to be a Nika, Taroves, between the two. But you also need Ratzon HaBailim. It's a Chiddush HaTorah. Klosizer Kamach HaKalayim, Dumi, Dezriya, Denichalei. You need Ratzon HaBailim. The Ratzon of the Bailim is part of the Iker Oser of Kelayim. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, no, what's the Oser of Kelayim? What creates the Iser? One thing and one thing alone. What's that? One word. Taroves. The other way to look at Kelayim is that the Taroves creates the Iser. Oh. But if the individual has das to make a geder, if he has the das to make the geder, to make the mechitza, to separate, to prevent the kelayim, so that das can prevent the iser from being chal. It's not that the das is part of what makes the iser of kelayim. Das is like a negative to prevent the Isra of Kelayim from being Chal. You don't really need the Das of the individual to create the Isra of Kelayim. Kelayim is all about Tarovis. You have a mixture, the Isra is there. Oh, but if he has Das to be Goder, what does Das Ligdor do? Das Ligdor means that it's not Omei to be B'Tarovis. If he has intention to create a Mechitza, so what's going to happen? It's not going to be a Tarovis. He's going to break up the Tarovis. So once it's omed lakar, once, you know, if you plan on uprooting the tvua, you're not going to have a tarovis. If he plans on making the mechitza, then the same tarovis is not there anymore. The das of the bailim is only necessary to take away the same tarovis. It can be matir, the isser of kelayim, but it's not necessary to create the isser. To create the isser, according to the second approach, tarovis creates the isser by itself. But Das can save the Isser. Because it breaks the Shem Tarovis. Because once you have Das Ligdor, there is no Tarovis. The first approach is that I need Das to create the Isser in the first place. I need Tarovis plus Das. The positive Das of Rotsa Bekiyumo creates the Isser in the first place. The second approach is that no, what creates the Isser is the Tarovis itself. The Das only can be Monea. It can prevent the Isser from being Chal. Because if I have das to be go there, if I have das to create a fence, so then I break the shame tarovis because it's omeid ligdor, it's omeid to be separated. So it's as if it's not together even now. It's like there is no tarovis. What's the nafkamina? It sounds like semantics. Like the das is preventing the tarovis, right? If you wrote to bekiyumo, you have the tarovis. No, I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. Nafkamina is poshut. Let's say a person is eino rotsa bekiyumo, but he's not planning on being goder. He doesn't want the kelayim to be there. He doesn't want the tarovis to be here. But he doesn't plan on being goder. Now, how does that make any sense? If he's not rotsa bekiyumo, why shouldn't he be goder? What's the case? He's not rotsa bekiyumo, but he has no intention to be goder. What's the case? Our case. He has no intention to be goder for a side reason. What's the reason he doesn't want to be goder? If this were his karim and his tfuah, of course he'd be goder. But this is a carrot. This is a tvua that belongs to someone else. He thinks that there's a joint responsibility. It's not his responsibility to do it by himself. So this is a case where the balakarim is eino rotsa bekiyumo. Avadi doesn't want to have kelayim. It'll aser his own karim. Why would he want to have kelayim? But nevertheless, he doesn't want to be goder. He has no intention of being goder. Until we give him asrom, we say, hey buddy, it's your responsibility. Until then, he has no intention to be goder. That's the nafkamina between these two approaches. And that could be the machlokas, the Rabbosenu HaTzafatim that the Ramban quotes, as opposed to Tosfos. The Ramban holds, the Rabbosenu HaTzafatim and the Ramban holds, that ta'aser kelayim, you need two elements. You need tarovis and you need a positive das of rotsa bekiyumo. The rotsan abaylim is part of the ikar oser of kelayim. So the Rabbosenu HaTzafatim say, that if this guy is eino rotsa bekiyumo, he doesn't want the kelayim here, so what that he's not being goder? He's not being goder for a zaitiga reason, for a side reason, because he thinks it's not his exclusive responsibility. But he's eino rotsa bekiyumo. If he's eino rotsa bekiyumo, there is no kelayim over here. Because without the positive das to be rotsa bekiyumo, there's no chalos isser kelayim. That's what the Rabbosenu HaTzafatim quoted by the Ramban hold. You need a positive das to create kelayim. Kelayim is composed of two elements, the taroves and the das. But Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says the iser is created through the taroves alone. If you have a tarovas there, if you have a tarovas there, then the Isser is going to be created. The only way to save the Isser is by doing what? The only way to save the Isser is by being Goder, or at least having Das to be Goder. The Das Ligdor is Matir, the Tarovis. The Das Ligdor breaks the Tarovis. Without a Das Ligdor, the Tarovis is going to Aser, it's off and running. You're pressing on the accelerator. The car is going to move. You need a brake. The brake is the Das Ligdor. You have to have a Das Ligdor, a positive, you have to have a Das Ligdor to protect, to prevent the Isser from being chal. The Isser only requires Tarovis, says Tosfos here in Bava Basra. So, if there's a Tarovis over here, even if he's Ein Rotsa B'Kiyumo, it doesn't matter. It's a lost case. It's a lost cause. You're not going to save anything. The only way to save it is if you have a Das Ligdor. Without a Das Ligdor, you're not going to be able to save anything. So that's why Tosfos says we have to be master of the person. We have to be master. The purpose of the Hasra is just to make him be chayev b'tashlumin. But the Isser is going to be chal anyway, because this guy doesn't have a Das Ligdor. So if he doesn't have a Das Ligdor, of course the Isser is going to be chal, because you have a Tarovis. Without a Das Ligdor, the Isser is going to be chal. Aye, but he's Ein Rotsa B'Kiyumo, so what? As long as he doesn't have a Das Ligdor, then the Tarovis is going to aser the Kelayim by itself. So it could be this case, Mamish, this case is the nafkamina between the Ramban and Tosfos. And this relates to a very important global issue in Kelayim. We're going to see more about this. Take a look at the Tosfos Rid on Sunday. We'll see the Tosfos Rid is also expressing something similar to this. What is the role of Machshava, of Ratzon, in the creation of Kelayim? We see it has to be Nichalei to create the Isser. What is the role of Machshava? Is Machshava part of the Oser, that I need a positive Das Rotsa B'Kiyumo in order to create the Isser to begin with? If that's the case, then in this situation that he's Ein Rotsa B'Kiyumo, then there will be no Isser Kelayim. That's why I need the Hasra to make it Rotsa B'Kiyumo, so that there'll be an Isser Kelayim. That's what the Rabbi Sinu at Sefatim quoted by the Ramban hold. Or should I say that no, Machshava is not necessary to create the Isser. The Tarovis itself creates the Isser. But a Machshava Ligdor can protect and prevent the Isser from being Chal. If that's the case, then in this situation where the individual does not have a Das Ligdor, even if he's Ein Rotsa B'Kiyumo, but if he doesn't have a Das Ligdor, it doesn't matter why. Even if his Ein Das Ligdor is because he thinks it's someone else's responsibility, but if he doesn't have a Das Ligdor, then he doesn't have that power to protect. He doesn't have that power to control and to prevent the Isser from being chal. So the Tarovis itself is going to create the Isser. The Isser Kelayim is going to be chal. Okay, take a look at the Tosfos Rid Mitzvah Shem for Sunday, and we'll continue discussing this Chakira. Look at the Kash of the Tosfos Rid, the two answers of the Tosfos Rid. We'll see how maybe this Chakira about the nature of Machshava in Kelayim will help us explain the words of the Tosfos Rid as well.